Bobby Cannavale, here we are, Walton. Talked to you a bunch today. You didn't enjoy the track and didn't seem like you were, didn't enjoy yourself, but yet third overall, so it couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, I struggled at least putting my lines together on the track. I was a little frustrated all day connecting the dots, you know. Ultimately, it was a good day. Ended up on the box, you know, put the OTSFF Rockstar Yamaha up there, and, you know, just had another salvage day for me. Ended up, you know, second in points, so ultimately it was a good season. And just tried to finish strong, you know, at last moto, and the starts didn't help me at all today, you know, and that really kind of felt to me like it was somewhat of a determining factor to a better overall. And, you know, that was kind of my case yesterday at Unadilla as well. And obviously I got some homework to do on those again, which is, you know, something different to me because typically I'm pretty good at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. You are a good starter. What about the season as a whole? Like you said, number three, maybe not where you wanted to be, but consistently probably you're the guy who gave – Matt Gerke the most trouble week in and week out, and he was flying.
Yeah, he had a good season. He rode flawless all year, never had.
I said number two.
Yeah, number two. I was going to correct you there, but he did ride good. Right. Dusty rode great, especially that last half of the season. He really cranked it on, and we had some great battles. And, man, that was just all in all a fun season. Me and Matt had some good battles. But he did get the best of me, obviously. He's standing up on top of the box with the number one plate. Mm-hmm. But it was a good year for us. I learned a lot and, you know, definitely was consistent. And, man, I'm just looking forward to next year if we come back up here and try to get that number one plate from him.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you've done – well, I guess, you know, you led the series for a while a couple years ago and you've won races here. But I feel like Matt really brought his A game, and you brought your maybe A-minus game. So, like, maybe you've been riding better this year than ever.
Yeah, I feel like just Supercross between the both of us, I feel like it helped us a lot in the beginning of this Canadian series. To come swinging, come prepared, racing, making good decisions. And, you know, I think that helped us both out. And, you know, I'm just hoping that we can do the same thing next year and just build. And like you said, I think the beginning couple races, he did have a little bit more of those first couple rounds, kind of squeaked away from us. I did have some malfunctions, you know, with flat tires and stuff, but, you know, he beat me more than, you know, just those couple points. So, you know, he did come swinging those first couple rounds, and, man, I had to work into it and build on it.
Let's talk about Unadilla yesterday. We were both there. You went 10-12, though. I just ate. So, anyways, like, what talk about your day at Unadilla?
Yeah, it was a good day. You know, I actually missed my gate, you know, in staging. You know, it started last. You know, I literally started 38th in the first moto due to my bad gate pick. Rode my butt off, got myself up to 10th at least, salvaged that moto. Anytime I'm in the top 10, I'm at least content. You know, second moto, felt like I rode good. I got a better start and went backwards. The first three laps, I struggled with that sprint speed those first three laps. And, you know, at least battled with Rattray, Brayton, and Nicoletti there for about 30 minutes with the four of us. Yep. And, you know, ultimately ended up 12th, gave me 11th overall. You know, it was ultimately is a good day. But, you know, I wanted to be more in that top 10. I know I'm you know, capable of being in that top five. I just need to prove it.
You left right after the race. Talk about driving up here, when you got here, how much sleep you got and all that.
Yeah, we left immediately before those lights guys were on their hot lap. I was in the car still sweating, still muddy, and drove my butt up here, sat in some traffic at the border, got here about midnight, fell asleep about 12:30. The tractors started grooming the track at about 6 this morning, so I was on minimal sleep all day. But, you know, mind tires before the body, you just, you know, got to deal with it. I chose to do it, and you know, overcome the situation I was given.
Last weekend you did the same thing. What was tougher for you? Which one was tougher?
I thought last week would be because
nice. Sand tracks.
Yeah, there are two sand tracks, but man, I felt tired, I think, just from sleep deprived today a little bit more. Didn't get as good of a meal in me last night, and you know, last week I had a really good meal in me, at least. I think that helped a lot. But I'm learning, and you know, I think it's something I want to continue to do. I feel like I proved, you know, I'm in shape enough to do 2 days back to back and still have good results. I almost won last week, you know, so well, you know, I feel that, you know, that's something I want to continue to improve on and learn. It's just another challenge for me, and I'm excited about it.
Next year, what's going on with you? You know, I've been trumpeting your cause. I feel like you'd be make a great rider for one of the teams. You don't complain. You don't need a lot of money. You'll ride good. You'll show up. There's no drama. You're not gonna get hookers and blow. Like, it's just a good situation. But what is going on?
Yeah, nothing much right now.
That's despicable. That's brutal.
Yeah, everything's still up in the air, man. Just poking my nose around and trying to see what I can come up with. I got nothing much right now.
Coming back here, though, how do you feel about that? Like, I mean, obviously, you're American. You like to race probably down in America full time. But what about these guys for next year?
Yeah, I'd be excited to come back up. You know, obviously, every year we are gunning for the championship. It's always fun to race to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a ball this year doing both series, you know. Yeah. And, you know, I still have a few races left in the States. But, man, if I could do the same thing again this year, you know, obviously mm-hmm. that's an ideal situation as far as money is concerned and stuff. Making good bonus money up here, and it's fun. And, you know, you learn doing both series and stuff. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, all the details would have to work themselves out. But, man, I just want to keep racing for a living.
So a guy like you makes more money racing the Canadian Nationals than you would on Americans, most likely?
I would assume, yeah. You know, I'm not sure what everyone's bonus structure is and all, but, you know, I would assume at this point I'm probably making more money up here.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks a lot, and good job both weekends. You're gnarly, and, yeah, like I said, good job.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mathis. Appreciate it.